Charisma Magazine is my go-to source for inspiration, teaching, and advice from some of my favorite authors and speakers. And now, I'm thrilled to have the option to hear it. I'm Kyle Winkler, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about churches across the U.S. that are canceling their services for the time being because of the coronavirus. Often, it's because governmental leaders are asking them to. Stay tuned to find out more.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
Churches across the United States are canceling their services as the coronavirus continues to spread. Meanwhile, many ministries are calling for fasting and prayer to end the virus. The World Health Organization has officially declared the coronavirus a pandemic. As a result, many governors are discouraging people from attending large gatherings, and some are even placing bans on them. Although many churches are complying with the officials' requests and orders, some churches aren't. The Christian Post reported that several churches in Kentucky were refusing to close their doors, although they are taking precautions to prevent spreading the virus. Bible teacher Beth Moore says this is a bad idea. She says this: "It would be a mistake for us in Christian circles to disregard the warnings about large gatherings. If the thought is, we're the church, we'll do whatever we please and God will protect us, He does not protect the proud. He opposes them. We are not snake handlers. We're servants." End quote. Meanwhile, several ministries are calling for times of prayer and fasting for the coronavirus to end. Lou Engel is calling the global church to a 3-day Esther fast on March 18th through the 20th. He says the purpose of the fast is to, quote, "humble ourselves, confess our sins and the sins of our nation," Joel 2, "and cry out to God for mercy. Then, on the third day, as when Esther went before the king, let us gather together in small or large groups and stand as the ecclesia before the King of Glory. Let us stretch out his rod of authority out of Zion and rebuke the coronavirus in united corporate agreement, believing in faith that the storm will abate, stadiums will be filled, and 2020 will go down as the year of the historic advance of evangelism and missions worldwide." End quote. Christian speaker Autumn Miles is also issuing a fast on March 20th, encouraging people to abstain from food and drink except for water while they pray for the coronavirus to stop. And the Austin Disaster Relief Network partnered with the Unceasing Prayer Movement and the Hope Prayer Room to call churches to prayer on Monday, March 16th. Listeners, please pray for the coronavirus situation around the world. And if you feel God is calling you to fast, then do it with faith and confidence in His word and His power. Tune in next time for more updates. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.